The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Time to go down Boundary Side. Sure, Matty Egan's rapt to hear about the best honey at the Geelong Bee Association, but he's down with Jason Doe and he's going to talk footy with us, Jace.
He's wondering what K-Rock's all about at the moment. But anyway,
sure,
Matty,
he is.
Welcome to K-Rock Football, and great to be back at the club for this season, a really important role and lots of work at the club from a player development perspective currently.
Yeah, great to talk to you guys. Been a few years. My good friend Max Rook's right into the bees at the moment, so I'm happy to talk about it if you like. But wrapped to be back. It's it's obviously been 10 years since my last stint here coaching. So it's obviously a big role in development. We've got 13 in the academy group, so pretty big group. And over the next few years, probably grow a bit bigger.
Lots has changed probably from the club when you left here over 10 years ago. And in terms of that group and the next generation, like there's a lot of work to be done from and obviously from a coaching group as well.
Yeah, a lot has changed. My first day I walked in, I actually wasn't sure where the entrance was anymore, so sat in the cafe and waited till Lloydie come get me. But our facility is incredible. We're incredibly lucky, spending a bit of time at Melbourne, Amy Park, what they have to deal with. They got three little meetings, about 20 staff share one office. So we're incredibly lucky down here to get the facility, get to train on the oval, which is 5 metres from the locker rooms. It's going to be a great journey, this group. Obviously got some really experienced players, over 30, that, who knows how long they can go. They go as long as they keep playing well. But we've got some really high talent coming through. Obviously, last year's draft, we had 6 draftees, so it's a really big group. And as I said earlier, over the next, 3-4 years, that group's probably going to keep growing.
Matty, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny Cass and Neildy up in the K-Rock box. You're out of the AFL system. What made you wanted to get back in?
Good question. I don't want to go too deep. Neildy knows me pretty well, so I won't do that. But I spent 12 years coaching, 3 here, 5 at Essendon, 5 at Melbourne, and 5 years at Essendon, as Neildy knows, it was probably 10 years. It was pretty challenging. And by the end, the 12 years, I was a little bit worn out. I had a year in the hub with my family, and I still had a couple of years to go on my deal at Melbourne, and I just thought I needed to try something else, learn something new. Before I was a coach, I was a Sparky, so I'd experienced the real world, but probably not for a long time. So I jumped out, spent a year at Xavier College, which was amazing. Learned a lot, had 18 teams there I'm looking after, and the first 18 experience was incredible. So sometimes you just need to jump out, learn a bit more, but I realise my passion is AFL. Teaching kids who just love to get better and desperate to improve is what I'm all about. And at Xavier, it's fun, but sometimes kids are doing it just because they want to play footy, not to improve their skills.
Yep. The approach, did the Cats reach out to you? And I suppose you probably, when that came, you probably would have jumped at it with open arms.
Yeah, they did. It's funny, when you jump out of footy, you worry that potentially you won't get back in. So I took the risk of getting out. But no, there was a few different teams that I spoke to, and at the end of the day, I wanted to come home. It does feel different when you come back to the club you played for. You just feel a lot more comfortable. You know the surroundings. I know a lot of people here, obviously, from guys I used to play with, and I actually worked with Chris Scott in my last year here in 2011, and loved that experience, so I was ready to come back.
Speaking with Geelong Player Development Manager Matty Egan, he's his old mate Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
There you go, good luck this afternoon, mate.
Thanks, Neildy. Hey, good to hear from you.
Yes. Hey, listen, you said you got about 13 boys in your academy group. I'm interested, and clearly, mate, we can hear the passion in your voice. You really enjoy, coaching them and the skills of footy, and they just want to get better. One of the things that we keep talking about here, and you mentioned it too, you've got a group that's got a lot of experienced players, which is really good, and you've got these kids sort of finding their way. So it's not only about their skill of being able to kick, mark, handball, and their contest method, those sorts of things. So if you're chatting with guys like Nevitt, Stevens, Evans, these players that may be in and out of the side a little bit, how do you work with their minds to be able to cope with that?
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, we work pretty closely together at Essendon. There was something that you have to focus on. It's not just about their footy. Sometimes their footy can drop off and it can be something off-field that you're not aware of. So the more connection you have with a player, the deeper you know them on and off the field, the better you can coach them and the harder you can coach them. So it's really important you have a good balance of what they're doing off-field, when they're in the club, their habits that they're performing, so getting to meetings on time. When they're lifting weights, it's doing it properly, taking it really seriously, and then obviously working on what they need to work on. So someone like Sam De Koning's a good example. He doesn't need to be doing ground balls and, he does need a little bit of short kicking at the moment because that's one of his focus areas. But we need to hone in on what he's good at, what his weapons are, which is his aerial, his marking, his body work, and his kicking coming out of defence, and not getting caught up in too many other things. So the off-field stuff's really important to me. Obviously, I was one that, you know, career got cut short. Life hits you pretty quick after footy, so I'm also really important that they're balanced in their life. And I think when they are balanced in life, their footy takes care of itself.
Thanks, mate. That's an awesome answer, and I'm sure everyone that's listening has a really good insight into you, how you're going to go about it, and also those young boys on the way through. Now, the next one, mate, for me is about the coaching group. Now, seriously... Now, if there was a captain of the good person's club, that'd be you, right? So you've got you doing that role. You've got Lloydie. Lloydie is he's Mr. Serious. We got that. So he'll be there and he'll have his little nerd things going on. He's got that. You got James Kelly, and he would be.
You said that, not me.
Yeah, no, I said that. That's okay. And it's been recorded. We'll send it to him later. Then you've got James Kelly. So he'll be gruff and he'll be respectfully challenging, and he might crack the sads every now and then. Then you got Shannon Burns. So he's your energizer bunny. You talked about balance in the player group. How is that? That you are captain of the Good Blokes Club. How are you guys all working together?
Yeah, appreciate the kind words there, Neil. Yeah, you're right. You do need a real mix of characters. Sean Grigg is different to James Kelly. So those two, along with Nigel Lappin, probably run a lot of our training and team meetings and things like that. So, yeah, Kel's got the fun side of him, the character, but he's also incredibly smart with his footy knowledge, and he can go serious and hard but also have a bit of fun. Sean Grigg's, you know, a pretty strong character, so he can give the blunt messages, which is really important. Obviously had a great career at Richmond and learned a lot off their culture and their cultural change. Nigel Lappin, who you know really well, is probably the best footy run I've ever experienced in footy, and can work with young players, all the Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Camerons, like he is today. But we're also pretty lucky. We've got some guys that come in a couple of days a week. Eddie Betts, whose knowledge of the forward line craft, has really added a lot to our group and the energy he brings as well. And Josh Jenkins, who's obviously been here for a few years, learned a lot over the years. He's doing some ruck coaching. So, we're pretty balanced. I know you guys spoke with Shane O'Brien too, I think a few weeks ago, who's, you know, could be anything, could be a head coach of the future. He's coached here for 7 years. And if you see our VFL team play, it's a shame we're not playing here today, but we had three AFL-listed players play last week and we won. We've only got six playing tomorrow, and the team's still performing, and that's all to Shane O'Brien and the staff down there at the VFL. So, really good group.
Matty, Shannon Burns just walked past you before. What did you make of his moonwalk a couple of weeks ago? Did you think you might bust something out yourself today?
There was a bit of me time about it, I thought. But no, that's what he brings, as Neildy spoke about earlier. He's a funny guy. We want him to be himself. That was a big part of getting him to the club, that he is a character. He brings a lot of energy to the academy meetings. We've got a fine system going on at the moment. It's due to him. So we're having some fun. It's important that the players love coming to the club, have some fun, get the work done, and then head off into their lives.
But what's the most in your development role, maybe not at Geelong, but at any other club, what's the most bizarre thing a player has come to you with? Because we heard last week that Tony Brown, he spent a whole day looking for Hunter Clark's dog.
Not sure. I handball that to Shannon Burns. That's why I got him into the group as well, so I can handball him things like that. There's some characters over the years. Essendon, my last few years, Luke Jackson gave me a lot of joy. Some of the things he would come along with was pretty funny, but... it's important to have the balance and the fun and the randomness of life that it throws at you, but also when it's time to get serious and train hard and play well, it's important you do that.
What about your tennis? The boys down there Monday nights, Geelong Lawn, are looking for you to get back down there.
Yeah, I haven't been asked yet, but Sean Griggs actually ride into his tennis, playing a couple of nights a week, so I could maybe get the doubles. My foot probably doesn't allow me to get the singles, but I'm happy to have a hit doubles. Anyone wants to invite me down?
Matty, Quinton Arkell and Reece Stanley were laid out, so I'm guessing Reece Stanley, that would be the ankle that he battled through with last week.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he tried really hard right up until yesterday. I think even late yesterday they were still trying to get him through. Obviously had a really good season, important player for us. We don't have many ruckmen on our list available at the moment, so he tried his best, but yeah, the ankle just didn't quite get to the level. And yeah, real shame about Narx, who's worked really hard to get into the team, got his spot back last week, but just pulled up sore from the game. And again, tried yesterday. Obviously important round, Indigenous round, that means a lot to him. So it's really disappointing for him, but that's footy. Hopefully we'll get him right now and get him right for next week.
And Pete Dangerfield's okay. We know he was away from the club for a bit of the week with a bit of the lurgy.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He only missed a couple of days, and to be honest, I think it's everyone getting nervous around the transmission to everyone else. So I think it was only precautionary, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, good stuff. Matty, and we can't wait to see, I'm guessing you're looking forward to seeing Toby Conway and Flynn Kroger finally pull on the hoops tomorrow after being drafted last year in the VFL.
Yeah, it'll be awesome for them. They're so excited. Last week, Flynn was really close and just missed out, but Toby's had a big build. He had a really good pre-season, and then this niggle come out of nowhere with his hip flexor, and he's been building. He's a real character, and yeah, everyone's really excited to see both of them play.
Matty, great to talk. Great to have you back at the Cattery, and look forward to dealing with you over the coming years on many your occasion.
Yeah, great to chat, guys. Have a good call.
Matty Egan joining us on K-Rock Football downstairs. Thanks to our good friends in the Before the Bounce, Team Tie Power and the Ponds and Nine Hotel.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.